from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Judd Sporier's made it halfway through a show. Might have the kidney stone. It might be back. It may be rearing its ugly head once again, but Fourier's fighting through it the same way some folks trying to say Joe Castiglione had to fight through it this weekend as well. The longtime voice of the Red Sox alongside Joe Castiglione is our guy Will Fleming. And Will is with us to kind of break down the whole weekend and everything. Will, good afternoon. How are you?
Afternoon. I'm in the right place for Foye. He knows this. You'll have to apologize in advance if I slur my words. The gummies out here are much stronger than
He's in Colorado.
There you go.
Very good. Yeah,
atta boy.
Hey, Will, curious, when you were at the Hall of Fame induction speech and you heard the lady butcher Joe's name, was there any part of you that wanted to just run up stage and say, "You're doing it wrong"? honest to God. After the
people
third.
People around me were losing their minds about that. You know, sitting next to all these players and writers and everybody. I will say that, in the old country, the real Italian pronunciation is very similar to what she said, Castiglione, but it's just not how anybody says it. What I did? I just channeled my inner Joe, because that's, he didn't care. That's kind of the essence of him. It's the most important crowning professional moment of his life, and they're not pronouncing his name the right way, and he couldn't have cared less. So that was crazy, but that was about the only part of it that wasn't perfect.
I'm surprised Duke stayed in his seat. Figured he would have been the one to bum rush up there to make sure to get that said the right way. But in all seriousness, though, Will, even though we kind of joke about the whole name and all that stuff, there isn't a guy that is more deserving to get the Ford Frick Award than Joe Castiglione.
No, there isn't. And there isn't a guy for whom the whole thing meant more. It was crazy to me. I don't know what I was expecting going there, but it exceeded every expectation I ever had. And I had 20% of the access that Joe did. The way that baseball handles this weekend is just spectacular. You're at this Otisaga Hotel, which is as scenic a spot as you could ever find. It looks out over this beautiful lake with an incredible patio. And if you're the inductee as the Ford Frick winner, and if you're lucky like me to be one of the very few guests that get these special credentials to get access to the hotel and to these private receptions, essentially for 72 hours, you are in a room with your childhood and all of the people that you grew up watching, and there's nobody else around. And so, you're sitting in the lobby looking out over this unbelievable vista, and here comes Eddie Murray, and there's Juan Marichal, and here comes Chipper Jones, and around the corner, George Brett's talking to Paul Molitor, and on and on. It is just an incredible thing.
Did you nerd out? Were you just massively nerding out? Were you how tough was it for you to keep your composure?
You know what, guys? I'm not here to pat myself on the back. I leave people alone most of the time, and I was lucky enough to have a lot of conversations with those guys as they happen naturally. But I'm never the guy like who wants to go take selfies with people or anything like that. If and when, I was talking to Joe Torre and Mariano, because I know Joe. The guys I know, if I was chatting with them and somebody walked over, like Mariano Rivera did and Brett and all these guys, then I would just chat with them. I did take make a point of, like, when we were at the actual Hall of Fame, I had this really weird, like, mystical moment where in, a 2-foot radius, my 3 favorite players of all time were standing next to each other, like, the people I grew up loving as a kid, and I did kind of make my way into that circle and just very delicately said, you know, hey, I'm here to celebrate Joe. I do the radio for the Red Sox and just want you guys to know, you know, how cool it was for me as a kid to watch you, and you're part of the reason I do what I do. And so I did that, but really, most of the time I left them alone just kind of soaked it all in.
Now, was Dave Winfield there to make you the second shortest person in the room?
He was, and he looks like he could hit 50 home runs tomorrow. And, you know, that's another guy where you're like, oh, holy Christ, like, you seriously living, who is a better, maybe all-time natural athlete than he is? Who gets drafted by all 4 major sports? And, you know, he's just a kind soul, really gentle guy. I did talk to him, too. I mean, he's just a remarkable guy. So, that's the point. It's just everywhere you turn, those guys are standing around.
All right, so we're talking to Will Fleming. He's out in Colorado. We're going to be on the call with Lou, I'm assuming, right? I know Lou's out there, too. So be honest now.
Lou's whacked out on edibles already.
I know.
Too.
Lou's probably still asleep now. how much did this the weekend sweep by the Dodgers, do you think, change the strategy of management and Craig Breslow as far as the trade deadline goes? Has it changed based on the fact that they got swept?
I hope not. It better not. I mean, it's one series, and they could have and probably should have won 2 of the 3 games. And if anything, I think it sort of highlights even more the things that they need and that the things that this team has earned the right to get. You know, obviously everybody knows it's more pitching, although that's changed a little bit with the injuries to Slayton and Martin. It's more kind of a bullpen need, especially in the short term till those guys can get back. But it's a right-handed bat that mashes lefties, too, because, you know, the numbers are just incredible how good they are against right-handed pitching and how much they struggle against lefties. And, you know, we've talked about people that can help them in that way, whether it's Yandy Diaz or a return of Justin Turner or somebody like Christian Walker or whomever. They need that right-handed bat that can really level out their lineup and help produce runs against left-handed pitching. I also think, guys, the reason I don't think it dramatically changes things, and it shouldn't, is because 3 games are not as important as the previous 100. But also, I never thought that the Red Sox nor almost anybody are going to make, like, huge, massive moves. I don't think the Red Sox are the team that are going to get Vlad Guerrero and Garrett Crochet. I just don't think that's where they are. I don't think that's the playbook right now. I still think that they're going to go add pieces because they've earned the right to do that. And I don't think that a 3-game series changes the ability to go get people that maybe are not top of mind right now, but that will help them get into the playoffs.
Will, do you think whether it's the bat or a starter or the right bullpen arm, is there perfect, or are there, I should say, perfect fits for the Red Sox out there? Like, will they be able to meet their needs based on what's on the market? Or might it just be, well, we couldn't fix everything, but we got the one piece, the one right-handed bat that really should help us? I'm just curious as to will the market provide what the Red Sox need in reality here a week from today?
I think that's really hard to say because there are more teams than ever that are in it, whatever it is, right? There are 24 teams within 4 games of a playoff spot. So, yes, I mean, if it's very expensive, I doubt that they'll do it. But I always am pretty optimistic about these kinds of things, and I think deals are always there to be made if you're willing to just get even a tiny bit uncomfortable. Like, they're not going to trade Meyer or Anthony or Teo. We can be pretty clear about that. But I think that there's always an ability to make deals, and they're often cheaper than people think going in. And deadlines make deals. I think at the end, what will be the real test for Craig Breslow, and none of us will ever know everything that was on the table, what was offered and what was, you know, turned down. But I think the one thing that probably spelled the end of the Chaim Bloom era was an unwillingness at the very end to just do something that makes you a little bit uncomfortable in either direction, whether that meant giving up the 12th ranked prospect to go get an arm that might help you, or trading away somebody like JD Martinez or others to get under the luxury tax. And so I think, you know, Craig will be more aggressive by all indications. And I think he'll be able to kind of, you know, swallow hard and give up a piece that he may not be happy or excited to give up to help this year's ball club. That's the idea, right? That's the framework of Craig Breslow. He was a player. He was in these clubhouses. He knows what it means to be on a club at a deadline when, you know, you do need to add, and what a jolt that can provide and what a signal that sends. I think that there will be people out there that there will be gettable, whether it's Nate Eovaldi, whether it's Jack Flaherty, again, those first basemen that are right-handed hitters that I mentioned. I think those are names to really watch. But I think that they will be able to get stuff done.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, so I also am looking at this as almost like a goodwill gesture, almost like a, hey, listen, Alex Cora, we love you. Here's a sign of our love and admiration. I know we can't talk to you about contracts, about re-signing you, but just as a message, as like a sign of good faith, here are the guys that we signed to help you out. I feel like that needs to be a part of this equation if you believe that they really do want to keep Alex Cora.
I completely agree. I mean, I couldn't agree more with anything than that. If he's going to stay, they have to do it now. I mean, that's a big part of the equation, because it's not money for Alex. He's going to make money. It is action, and it's a willingness to add to this group that he likes so much. And by the way, you know, it's not just Dave Winfield and Johnny Bench that are at the Hall of Fame. It's every major national baseball writer, whether it's Bob Nightingale, Tim Kurkjian, on and on. And absolutely none of them think Alex Cora is coming back to Boston.
Oh,
so,
man.
You know, the national expectation is that Alex is the number one free agent on the managerial market, and that, you know, that things need to change for him to come back. You know, we've talked at length about how there's definitely time and willingness and opportunity to get him back. But the national feeling is that that is not going to happen.
Will, as you look at this series heading into Colorado, no Kenley Jansen. There's a heart issue that, you know, we've had some people say, well, how can he fly in a plane? Well, that's pressurized. It's a little different. It seems like Kenley has something that acts up whenever the heart rate goes up and he gets into altitude. All of that said, you still don't have the guy and you're going with 24 players. How does it shake out in terms of bullpen usage over the next couple of days?
It's not great. I mean, the only good news is that the Rockies are not very good. This is a bad situation for the Red Sox to be in. You have empathy for Kenley. I mean, you're not trying to harm the guy physically. I don't know whether, you know, when Christian played in the NFL, he had teammates who didn't play the games in Denver. But there are people like that who don't play games against, you know, either the Broncos or the Nuggets. I can't remember a baseball player.
There was a football player who had an issue like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was, but you're right. There was a guy that, I don't know what his problem was, but he literally wouldn't even fly to Denver.
Yeah, so they're shorthanded already, and now you take out the back end guy. Like, no Slayton, no Martin, no Kenley. Those are your seventh, eighth, and ninth inning guys. So, you know, we've seen, I think, that Greg Weissert has hit a little bit of a wall. He couldn't get him across the line. And Kike Hernandez, of all people, got him a couple times to lose that Saturday game. I guess Zach Kelly is the most reliable and, you know, trusted back-end reliever. So maybe you work it backwards from there where, you know, he's the ninth inning guy. But I bet you, you know, I'll know more about this when I talk to Alex today at the ballpark. But I think it'll probably just be kind of matchup dependent. Like, you could see Bernardino in the ninth inning, or you could see Kelly. And there are a lot of different, you know, ways to manage it. But again, back to Alex, I think if there's anybody who can do it, he certainly can. But that's a huge concern because, you know, you asked me what the Dodgers series does. I don't think much because I think they mostly played pretty well in a couple tight games before yesterday. But if they lose, you know, especially all three to these Rockies or two or three, that would be pretty painful. And again, it's just kind of like it's like a Rorschach test. Like, how does it make you look at stuff? Is it we just lost five of six to open the break? Is it, man, we really need to add some bullpen arms, or the other way? I really still think that it would be we need to add, and I think they still will. But these do become three pretty important games out here.
Hopefully you get to stash a couple of cigars in the humidor there, Coors Field.
And who knows? Like, everybody, I think there's a humidor at Fenway now. Like, they're all over the place. And I will say, I don't know if you guys have ever been here. I'm sure Christian has seen a game here. But it is, I mean, it's a spectacular setting. It's one of the most beautiful ballparks in the world. But it's not really baseball. Like, the things happen here that are just crazy. I mean, it's a launching pad, home runs all over the place. And the infield is really, you know, dry and hard. So it sucks to pitch here. But it's a great place to watch a few games, and then the pitchers are happy to get out of town.
There we go. Our guy Will Fleming, he's out of town now, but we'll be back very soon with the Red Sox. Sox play Colorado tonight. You can hear right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. Will, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to
you. All right, see you. There we go. Our guy Will Fleming with us. Yeah.
Ryan Clark's
the guy, yeah.
Yeah.
His was connected to sickle cell, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember like Mike Tom was like, he's not playing there. I was like, oh, okay.
There have been a couple more. It's starting to come back to me now that there have been the occasional player where, you know, I said to somebody, I think in the Twitch chat, like, I kind of feel like if it were game seven of the World Series, maybe Kenley's in there. But this is one of those ounce of prevention, pound of cure type things. Why risk it?
This series just became like...
important.
Really important.
Very much
based
so.
Based on all the guys that are hurt, guys that aren't available.
I'll be watching.
Okay, now I'm going to pay attention. You said they were good.
Someone set the DVR games on. Late.
Where's that guy that used you the closest for us, the big guy?
Let's get into the Patriots' supposed run at Brandon Ayuk. We'll get to that right now. Billy Lanny, ready to trend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.